back.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russia's RIA news agency says both data recorders have been recovered from a Russian military transport plane that crashed in the Belgorod region near the Ukraine border. Moscow says Ukraine shot down the plane, killing all 74 people on board, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Russia said the POWs were due to take part in a swap. Ukraine has not confirmed nor denied that it hit the plane. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly video broadcast that it is clear that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, the feelings of their loved ones, and the emotions of our society. Another case of suspected Russian hacking has surfaced. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The group is best known as Cozy Bear, an elite hacking team run by Russia's SVR Foreign Intelligence Service. Their latest suspected target? Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, the provider of information technology products and services, disclosed in a regulatory filing that hackers broke into its cloud-based email system on January 12th and stole data from cybersecurity and other employees. Last week, Microsoft reported it also discovered an intrusion on the same day. Cozy Bear focuses stealth intelligence gathering on Western governments, IT service providers, and think tanks in the U.S. and Europe. I'm Ben Thomas.
Senior humanitarian officials with the United Nations said Wednesday that at least 9 people were killed and 75 others wounded when a UN center sheltering thousands of displaced Palestinians was attacked by an Iraqi tank. Another attack on the same facility on Monday killed 6 people, according to the UN agency that helps Palestinian refugees. Israel has accused Hamas militants of operating near UN facilities. This is VOA News. An official in the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump, convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, will be sentenced on Thursday. Prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Peter Navarro to 6 months behind bars and impose a $200,000 fine. Navarro was found guilty of defying a subpoena for documents and a deposition from the House January 6 committee. Navarro served as a White House trade advisor under Trump and later promoted the Republicans' baseless claims of mass voter fraud in the 2020 election won by Democrat Joe Biden. A Japanese court sentenced a man to death Thursday for the 2019 arson attack in an animation studio in Kyoto that killed 36 people. The Kyoto District Court ruled that Shinji Aoba was mentally competent at the time of the attack. The 45-year-old Aoba admitted setting the fire at the Kyoto animation after spreading gasoline on the ground floor. 32 people were also injured in the attack. Aoba himself was badly burned in the fire and was in a wheelchair for Thursday's sentencing. Aoba believed the studio had stolen ideas from a contest entry he submitted. The company denied those claims. A U.S. federal appeals court Wednesday said that officials in the southern state of Alabama can carry out the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A 3-judge panel of the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals refused to block the execution of Kenneth Eugene Smith by nitrogen hypoxia. Alabama says it plans to replace the 58-year-old's breathing air with nitrogen gas, rendering him unconscious within seconds and killing him within minutes. Critics say the execution method violates a constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Smith is expected to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. Smith survived a previous execution by lethal injection in 2022. It was called off before the drugs were administered because authorities were unable to connect the intravenous lines to his veins. Smith is one of 2 men convicted in a 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a preacher's wife. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court rejected a separate appeal by Smith's lawyers on Wednesday, saying a second attempt to execute their client would be unconstitutional. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments in the Russia-Ukraine war. To provide you with in-depth analysis and context, our hosts speak with experts from around the world. That's VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.